From Quality Radio Productions, it's Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll spend much of the hour listening to music of the English composer David Bedford. David is best known for his association with Mike Oldfield in the 70s. He contributed to several of Mike's albums for the Virgin label, including Hergest Ridge, Omadhon, and Incantations. This is one of his own compositions from the same time period, also released on Virgin Records. It's his adaptation of the Samuel Taylor Coleridge epic poem Rime of the Ancient Mariner. Initially, David Bedford approached this project as a children's opera, but later decided on a fusion of modern classical and progressive rock ideas. The composer himself is featured on most of the instruments: piano, various electric organs, vibraphone, gong, cymbals, glockenspiel, flute, and recorder. Mike Oldfield, contributing electric guitar work, narration by Robert Powell, and vocals in part two of the adaptation by Deanna Colston, Lucy Blackburn, and the members of Classes 2 and 3 of the Queen's College Choir. David Bedford's adaptation of Rime of the Ancient Mariner.
Tells how the ship sailed southward with a good wind and fair weather.
Driven by a storm toward the South Pole.
Thank you.
great seabird called the albatross came through the snow fog and was received with great joy and hospitality. Killeth the pious bird of good omen. suddenly becalmed, and the albatross begins to be avenged. Ancient mariner beholdeth a sign in the element afar off. It seemeth him but the skeleton of a ship, and its ribs are seen as bars on the face of the setting sun. Deathmate, and no other on board the skeleton ship.
Hello.
and life in death have diced from ship's crew, and she, the latter, winneth the ancient mariner. Twilight within the courts of the sun. At the rising of the moon, one after another, his shipmates drop down dead. In his loneliness and fixedness, he yearneth towards the journeying moon and the stars that still sojourn, yet still move onward. And everywhere the blue sky belongs to them, and is their appointed rest, and their native country, and their own natural homes, which they enter unannounced as lords that are certainly expected, and yet there is a silent joy at their arrival. The spell begins to break. The ancient mariner is refreshed with rain. Thank you. The bodies of the ship's crew are inspired, and the ship moves on. Heareth sounds and seeth strange sights and commotions in the sky and the element. Mariner hath been cast into a trance, for the power causeth the vessel to drive northward faster than human life could endure.
Thank you.
curse is finally expiated, and the mariner beholdeth his native country.
Rime of the Ancient Mariner, the Samuel Taylor Coleridge epic poem, set to music by composer David Bedford in 1975. The composer himself performing on a variety of keyboards, reeds, and percussion, with Mike Oldfield on guitar, Robert Powell narration, and Deanna Coulston, Lucy Blackburn, and the members of the Queen's College Choir contributing vocal work. The album, released by Virgin Records in 1975 as an LP, reissued on compact disc, I believe, around 1990. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show, as well as streaming audio of this and previous episodes, by visiting our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1718. We'll conclude the hour with music of the 18th century Viennese composer and mandolinist Johann Hoffmann. We'll listen to his Sonata in D minor for mandolin and archlute in three movements: Allegro, Andante con variazioni, and Allegro, respectively, performed by Duo Alhert.
Thank you.
The Sonata in D Minor for Mandolin and Arch Lute, music of Johann Hoffmann, Allegro, Andante con Variazione, and Allegro, respectively. as performed by Duo Alhert, comprised of Daniel Alhert on mandolin and Brigitte Schwab, in this case performing on arch lute, but she also performs on baroque lute on this recording. The recording is a Naxos compact disc containing music of two composers, two sonatas by Johann Hoffmann for mandolin and arch lute, and two sonatas for baroque lute and mandolin by Silvius Leopold Weiss. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.